This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hello, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson, and coming up, you can hear what happened when the North Sound 1 Music Monkey failed. You know how we say we don't play the same song between 9 and 3. Did the Music Monkey fail, or did you fail? You'll hear that coming up soon. Also, on the show, we're going to hear what happened when Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters popped in to speak to Gregzy and Yaz at breakfast, all about tongue twisters, because, you know, Scissor Sisters isn't exactly the easiest band name to say. And let's kick it off with some really sad news. It was a big thing, actually. I was quite sad, and I don't really follow football. Last Saturday, Aberdeen made the trip to Hampden to take on Hibs in the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup. And here's what happened when Craig Brown, after the match, was speaking to North Sound sport editor Stephen McMenemy. Really sad interview. Here's what happened.
Craig, what can you say after that? I mean, probably, I guess, if you give away two goals the way the team did and probably only play for about 25 minutes and put them under pressure for 25 minutes, do you think you get what you deserve, really?
Well, I don't think Hibs deserved to win the game, but I thought a draw would have been a more fair result. But they took two chances. You know, I'm still waiting on Jason Brown having a save to make. We didn't play to the standard that I think we can, that we showed last week against the United, that we showed in the previous round against Motherwell. And that's my big disappointment, that for some reason, and I think the early goal was one of the reasons. You know, it's a psychological debit when you lose a goal as early as we did, and it upsets the mentality of the team. You're shocked a bit. You know how you feel as a fan. I know how I feel as the manager. You feel quite despondent, and so the players feel similarly deflated, and it takes a wee while to get back into your stride after that, and it did take them a while. But you know, I thought when we got the equaliser we would never have a better chance of getting to a cup final.
You mentioned that because you seem to have all the momentum and all the pressure at that point, Craig, and the earliest at that part in the match, and they obviously had to sub the goalkeeper as well. But the boys didn't go on and take advantage of that and put him under any pressure.
No, they didn't. You know, the Hibs two centre backs defended well, but still, we should have made more chances than we did. We were very deficient in that regard, and it's a major disappointment to the fans. And you know, I keep apologising. They'll be fed up hearing me apologising. I wasn't apologising last week. I was delighted for them. I was delighted when we went to Motherwell and gave ourselves a chance to get to this semi-final. But why we couldn't do the same again is the major disappointment to me.
Is there perhaps a sense of some of the lads in the squad really having got the mentality to play an occasion like that, Craig? Because this isn't the first time that they've let down the fans. And I know it's not been your teams before. Last year, obviously, a couple of semi-finals. But this has been now, 17 years since they've won a trophy, 10 years, 12 years since they've reached a cup final. I mean, is that a mentality thing for players who maybe aren't strong enough to cope with that?
Well, it could be. I think, in some respects, you say we're unfortunate, we're unlucky. But we weren't unlucky today. I thought, you know, last year when we played a semi-final here and Celtic scored when Commons chipped it in, I thought we were very unlucky on that occasion. We couldn't blame bad luck for the two goals today. It was bad defending on both occasions. So we blame ourselves there. Now, you know, you've got to look at your team and say, you know, why can we not just progress from the semi-final to the final? You know, having said that, we get credit for getting to the semi-final. You know, we battled our way there even in a tricky away game when Andy Considine had to keep us in the cup. And then at Motherwell we kept in the cup. But here, it was a major, major disappointment. You know, and I think I would be the best manager on the planet if you can put your finger on how to psychologically get the heads of the players okay. Now, every team, when they lose a goal, the heads go down a little, and it takes a little while to get back, especially in a semi-final with so much expectation. And I think maybe too many of the lads were playing the occasion, they were conscious of the occasion rather than the game. And that's the only explanation I can give, because we're better than you saw today.
Is that not something, Noah Craig, as a professional footballer, they should be embracing an occasion? That's what you get into the game for?
Yes, I always have said that the big players are focused and calm, and they can cope with situations. Now, we haven't enough like that who, you know, can cope with adversity and come back strongly. Because, you know, when we are putting the back foot we find ourselves struggling. And I think, you know, the return of Russell Anderson and a guy like that with his influence there in the club could probably help. But, you know, we need more like that, because there is a softness about the team which I don't like. We'll be trying to improve it, but it still appears there. And, you know, I just genuinely feel that we should be doing better, and I'm desperately disappointed for the fans.
In hindsight, Craig, would you think you may be better starting Russell today just for the organisation and that calmness he brings? Because the goals you lost really are very unlike your teams. They're just really sloppy defending on both occasions.
Both goals were sloppy. I don't think Russell could have done anything. He'd probably been in the right centre-back position. Well, the second goal was down in between the left-back and the left centre-back, and you get too much space in there, Griffiths. The first one, maybe, I think, because Connor, to me, I haven't seen it in a replay, but Connor was unmarked, and I don't think he'd be unmarked, you know, maybe with someone else there. But it's not right to say that, to criticise those who were playing, because, you know, they did the best they could, and I'm afraid it wasn't good enough.
Just finally, Craig, five games to go now, obviously, in SPL before the end of the season. Is this where your planning now starts? Now you've got the guys that basically you're going to be playing for next season, the guys that are in your mind for next season will be the ones that get the jersey?
Aye, we have to, you know, we have to make some changes. I think that's obvious. We have to try and strengthen the squad as urgently as possible and not have a summer similar to the one we had last year, where we were on a wing and a prayer, bringing in trialists. You know, we have to be much more positive and try and go and make some significant signings. But don't keep asking me, because it'll take time to do that. We certainly think that we have to strengthen the squad, to be fair to the huge support we had here today. It's really for them that I really am desperately upset. You know, I can't explain how despondent I feel.
You can kind of feel Craig Ryan's pain, can't you? And I think we're all, you know, even if you don't follow football, you do feel the pain there. This is Grant Thompson with the best of North Sam 1 at northsam1.com/listen again. Jake Shears was in speaking to Greg Z and Yaz, I love the Scissor Sisters, about the new album that's coming out from the Scissor Sisters, and also about why Scissor Sisters is so hard to say. That's a really tongue twister, isn't it? Let's hear what happened when Jake was on the show with Greg Z and Yaz.
Jake Shears on the show from the Scissor Sisters. I'll say Scissor Sisters because Yaz can't say it, by the way. Morning, Jake.
Good morning. Hi.
Yaz has a real issue.
I struggle.
Some people can't say it.
I'm not alone. I've got to really put a lot of thought into it and say it really slowly.
But you know what's really funny is when I'm walking around it. Usually I fly under the radar. I don't get clocked very much. But I can tell if people spot me.
Uh huh.
Because you know what? You know what? You know how?
Hi.
So I hear them go. I hear that.
Lot of saliva going on there.
Well, I'm gonna put an umbrella up as Yaz attempts to say it.
Go. Here we go. Scissor Sisters.
She breaks it up.
I did it.
It's a very American when you say scissor, but sisters, you got that kind of like hard up.
It's hybrid, yeah. Scissor.
So what we thought we'd do is we turn the tables on you. Mm. So Yaz thought we'd try you out with a tongue twister. How are you with them?
Okay, give it. Pretty good.
Okay, we're gonna try Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pepper. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle. Wait, hang on one more time. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled.
Let me just phone our boss. We're going to be on till 11 at this rate.
Getting my own back on Jake's ears. This is good.
Well, thank God I didn't call the band that.
Yeah, I know.
Now, we're going to talk about your new album and your new song on the show this morning. The new song is called Only the Horses.
Yes.
Do you know it's the Grand National this weekend?
That's what I've heard.
Do you know what the Grand National is?
No.
All right, it's an annual event. Basically, it's a horse racing event. Everybody puts a little bet on, even the Queen does it as well.
Really?
Even the Queen. So what we thought we'd do is we'd get you to pick the winner.
How many horses are competing?
There are 48 horses in the Grand National.
48 horses?
Pick a number between 1 and 48. It's that simple.
Let's give it. I hope it's got a good name, because there's some really good names.
We've numbered them for you.
Ooh, give me 33. What's 33?
Number 33. Why'd you go for that number?
I don't know. Just because
That's how old I'll be on my birthday. Which
that's
is
how
soon,
old
Jake.
I am, actually.
Is
you know
it?
What? I didn't even think of it. Yeah, I'm 33 years old.
You've got Vic Venturi.
That's ooh, a cute
like
name.
Vic sounds Venturi. Like a, it's like a superhero.
Sounds like a porn star.
I've never seen those kind of movies before. Oh. Jake Shears is still in the studio this morning. Good morning, Jake.
I have not left. You can't get rid of me.
Caffeined up to the max. We've got you tied down now. I want to hear all about the new album, first of all, which is Magic Hour. Tell us about Magic Hour.
It comes out at the end of May, and we started writing it and making it in September. So it came super fast and furious, and we had a blast making this album. And I don't know, I'm really excited and proud of it. And the first single we did with Calvin Harris, there's a great song we wrote with Pharrell. I'm super, super, super proud and excited of it.
When you talk about having a blast making the album, what kind of stuff has been going on?
Over the years, I've been making music now for 10 years, you know, properly recording songs. And sometimes when it does come fast and furious, it's a real, you never know when songs are going to come, and you never know how easy it's going to be. And when songs are written fast and you're having a good time doing it, there's nothing better. It's so satisfying and exciting. I remember there was one day that we wrote two awesome songs that ended up on our record in one day. And we couldn't believe it.
That's great, two songs in one day. Because I would be like such a perfectionist going over it. Oh, that's not good enough. It's not good enough. Not good enough. How did you two songs in one day?
It was so sick. We did a bunch of songs on a record with this one of my favorite techno DJ producers, Boys Noise. His name's Alex Rita, and we wrote this awesome song called "Keep Your Shoes On" that is, you know, on the record. It's really bonkers and fun. And then Diplo came in, and we wrote another amazing song. That, you know, and we're in there till 2 o'clock in the morning, and just like at the end of the day, we just had these two great things, and those kind of, that just doesn't necessarily always happen like that, you know.
So you've gone for Only the Horses. That's what we're about to play next.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this song?
It's just a big corker. We wrote it. It was one of the first songs we wrote for the album, and I knew when we wrote it, I kept thinking like, oh my God, this is like totally like a summertime Ibiza, like, you know, over the top, blow the roof off the place kind of song. And we were on tour with Calvin Harris in January through Australia. We were on this festival tour together, and I've been friends with him for a few years. And, I told him, I thought that there's a song that I thought he'd really like and that he'd do a great job. You know, doing the production on it, and I think I was right, and I'm so glad he did it.
When's Only the Horses out?
It comes out May 13th.
13th of May.
Scissor Sisters, Jake Shear. I don't know, it's hard. This is Grant with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. And coming up, you can hear what happened with the Grand National on Gregsy at breakfast. And first of all, though, our music monkey made a little bit of a slip up. We played the same song between 9 and 3. Or did we really?
I heard this song, Katy Perry, Part of Me, two times today.
Have you? And
yeah.
Is this so that you can win the £100 from the Music Monkey?
Yeah.
Oh, he's here. £100 if you hear a song played twice on North Sound 1 between 9 and 3 o'clock. What time is it now?
Oh, it's 3:10.
Yes! Oh, so near yet. So far. Fail!
Remember, got to be between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. If it's a minute past 3 and we played it at a minute past 9, it doesn't count. The North Sound 1 Music Monkey was not defeated. This is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1, online at northsound1.com/listen-again. Anybody put any money on the Grand National?
Hear that, Joe?
I hear that.
That's the sound of the horses, the galloping horses, as they get ready for the next big race. It's the Grand National tomorrow, but today, it's the Grand National at North Sound 1. We're going to get a grandma on the phone next, and Jill is going to have her jumping hurdles.
I've got some questions for the grandman question.
Northeast Scotland, it's going to be the oldest listener in town, Barbara. We're going to get her on the phone next, and Jill's going to try and... we're going to try and get her across the line if we can. She's going to try in our virtual race course here to answer questions on what? What kind of questions have you got for her there?
Celebrity culture.
Celebrity culture? This is going to be a disaster.
Unfortunately, no celebrity culture from the 40s.
So, on the text, 61025, start your text with the word north, and then how many do you think she'll do? There are five hurdles for Barbara to jump. Do you think she'll manage to jump over all five by answering them correct? Or will she fall her way through every single one of them? The Grand National. Oh, what are we doing? Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, my dear.
Right, now, this weekend, tomorrow, is the big Grand National.
Oh.
Barbara, I've got the... first of all, before we do anything, I've got the horses that are running in the event tomorrow on a big bit of paper.
Uh-huh.
Tell me top, middle, or bottom where I'm going to aim my pen.
Middle.
Middle. OK, here we go. Ooh. You've got... I've lost my pen now.
Oh, no, you can't pick a winner if you've lost your pen.
Seabass.
Seabass.
Yep, that's your horse for tomorrow. Okay, we'll see how it does tomorrow. But right now, we're going to play a game called the Gran National. Barbara, you're a well-known Gran. How old are you, Barbara?
I'm 310, you said the last time.
Right. Well, Joe has got a list of questions, and these will form your hurdles that you've got to jump over.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So is somebody there to pick me up if I fall off?
We have a spare hip on standby for you, Barbara.
Okay. Right, okay.
So are you ready?
Yes.
You're under starter's orders and
okay.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Now these are pretty easy questions. There'll be kids across the Northeast that'll know these no problem.
Well, I might have known them when I was a kid, but I might not know them now.
Well, let's see.
Now,
Barbara.
People of the Northeast of Scotland have been placing their bets on whether you can complete the race, Barbara, so best of luck to you.
Oh my God. Right. I'm concentrating.
If you were on Team Edward or Team Jacob, which series of movies would you be watching?
Team Edward.
And she's off.
Team Edward. I have no idea. Team Edward or Jacob.
Take a guess. We have to hurry you, Barbara.
I don't know. Team Edward. I don't know.
Okay, she's crashed through the first...
I don't know. I'm falling off that one.
It was Twilight, Barbara.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Not really.
Next up.
Name at least one of the Kardashian sisters.
Rachel?
Rachel Kardashian?
No.
No?
No, because they all have to start with a K.
Oh.
Could have gone for Kim?
Karen.
No.
Oh, come on.
Chloe. Courtney.
Ah, right. She's fallen at the first two.
Oh, come on. You're giving me hard questions.
On to 11 at this rate, Barbara.
These are easy questions, Barbara.
Yeah.
Now, in the only way is Essex. What does ream mean?
I have no idea, so I don't watch it.
Take a guess.
Ream of paper.
Oh, that's intelligent answer.
That's too intelligent an answer, Barbara. It means gorgeous, basically.
Oh, good. You see how the younger kids have got a different language to me.
Right, come on, watch this.
Okay. Which celebrity is nicknamed Lilo?
Ooh. This is off.
God, Lilo.
Okay, if you don't know this one, I've got a couple more.
Give me another one, because I have no idea who that is.
Okay, what about ScarJo?
You?
No, it's not me. One more, come on.
Yeah.
Barbie, you'll know this one. Oh. Subo!
Subo! Susan!
Susan!
Boyle!
Yay!
Oh, yes, that's the only one I would know. The rest of the people, I don't know.
I thought you weren't even going to finish the race there!
Jeez, that's not one, right?
Barbara... Good luck with your horse tomorrow. You've got Seabass. I hope he comes in for you.
All right, my darling.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye, everybody.